Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Danny. We're conducting an important opinion poll about the upcoming March Jacksonville major elections. Can you help us, please? Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. How likely are you to vote in the March elections to pick up a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lennon Curry? What did you say, very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely at all?
I've always said.
Okay, so would you say very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, or not too likely at all?
I am very likely going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And what is your gender? For quality purposes, we cannot assume. Male, female?
Female.
Thank you. Next question. And what is your gender? Between 18 to 30, what is your age? Between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55, 64, 65 and up.
55, 64.
Thank you. And how likely, how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, on election day?
In person.
In person. Okay. And would that be early or on election day?
On election day.
On election day. Okay. Thank you. First, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lennon Curry, or change direction? What do you think?
Oh, boy. Change direction.
Change direction. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Which of the following do you feel is the most important issues facing Jacksonville today? Here's the list. Improve infrastructures in all neighborhoods throughout the city, violent crime, roads and traffic congestion, quality of schools, access to affordable quality health care, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefits all, street flooding and storm water drainage, affordable housing.
Violent crime.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Which is the next most important issue? Would you say improve infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, roads and traffic congestion, quality of schools, access to affordable quality health care, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, street flooding and storm water drainage, affordable housing?
Education.
Okay. Education, you said, right? Quality of schools. Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the City Council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvement, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? Would you support or oppose?
That's interesting. Based upon, I'll say I supported that.
Support. Okay, thank you. And when it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, I'm sorry, which do you prefer? Privatize JEA by selling it to Florida Power and Light, or keep JEA as a city-owned utility?
I think we need to privatize.
Privatize, okay. Thank you. Next question. In the debate about the city's Confederate soldiers' statues, do you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove them,
okay. Thank you. Next question. Answer if your opinion of each of the following is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Here it is. Donald Deegan, would you say it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Liana Gutierrez Cumber, would you say it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
How about Danielle Davis? Favorable or unfavorable?
Who was that?
Danielle Davis.
Somewhat favorable,
okay. And how about Alf Ferraro? Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Not familiar with the person.
Okay. Okay. Not familiar. So you are, it's all Ferraro.
Let's just say unfavorable because I don't know who that is.
Okay. Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Audrey Gibson, would you say very favorable,
very.
Somewhat favorable?
Very.
Sorry?
Very.
Very. Okay. That would be very favorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. Ron DeSantis, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you. How about Donald Trump? Would you say very favorable, somewhat
very
favorable?
Unfavorable.
Very
unfavorable.
How about Lenny Curry? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Which of the following eight candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Would you say Al Ferraro, Danielle Davis, Donald Deegan, Audrey Gibson, Frank Kiesler Jr., Leanna Gutierrez Cumber, Darcy Richardson, Omega Allen?
Audrey Gibson.
Audrey Gibson, okay. And which of the following remaining choices will be your second choice? Or would you say Donald Deegan? Okay. Thank you. And thank you. Okay, we are almost there, and thank you for your time. Here are some short description of five of these candidates, okay? Here's the first one. Leanna Cumber is a Republican City Council member whose dad escaped communist Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs as a former teacher and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on the city council, Leanna has fought to cut taxes and keep our community safe. Here's another one. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative and a former president of city council, who will promote the pro-growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval, is a father of four who married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. Or Donald Deegan is a Democrat, fifth generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice as a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to count. Donna is a three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which helps thousands of underserved women battle cancer. As a major, she will be a voice for the voiceless, while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a selected few insiders. Or Al Ferraro is a Republican City Council member who opposed the JEA sale, and a small business owner who will concentrate in city money on its core function of public safety and infrastructure. He opposed removal of Confederate monuments. Or Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state of legislators, who will be a mayor that puts the needs of the residents first and bring together the community. She will continue her record of delivering need progress on transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. And lastly, based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a choice today? Leanna Gutierrez Cumber, Daniel Davis, Donald Deegan, Al Ferraro, or Audrey Gibson? You said Audrey Gibson.
Audrey Gibson. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Next, rate each of the following statements about a candidate for major issues, but asking if each will cause you to identify, to definitely vote for the candidate, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against that candidate. Okay? Is a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailouts money during COVID and is now getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against. Here's another one. Is supported by many of the City Hall insider consultants and brokers of the FPNL deal to privatize JEL. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Probably vote for.
Probably vote for, okay. How about accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in a January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol? Would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against, okay. Works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against, okay. Is a Washington, D.C. lobbyist. Would you definitely vote against, definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Lobbyist, definitely vote for.
Definitely vote for, okay. Is consistently an anti-abortion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women. Would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, definitely vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against. It spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth in large home building projects in Duval County. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Probably vote for.
Probably vote for. How about, was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat? Definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Probably vote for.
Probably vote for. Voted three times in city council to increase fees Jacksonville's homeowners paid for trash, stormwater, and utilities. Which you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Probably vote against.
Probably vote against. Okay, thank you. And lastly, here are some statements describing one candidate, Donna Deegan. Rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Here it is. Donna has experience creating and running a large organization. Donna has experience creating and running a large organization that not only does good for the community, but also generates millions of dollars in economic impact for Jacksonville. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative? Neutral or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. Okay. As a major, Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability, and giving a voice to the voiceless. Would you say very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Bruceville Grill restaurant in the 50s and 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African-American women with breast cancer. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive, okay. Now, Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all Jacksonville. This includes recruiting new businesses who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small businesses development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Okay. Dan O'Deegan will be a major bring change for good final, making it good on years of promises to fix infrastructures in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing street lights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
I missed the first part of that. Say that again.
Sure. Don O'Deegan will be a major bringing change for good, finally making a good
positive. Very positive.
Okay, very positive. Okay. And being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community that helped thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. Donna is known for being an open and honest with integrity and a good heart, making her the kind of major Jacksonville's can count on. Whether it be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. As a major, Donna will focus on coordinating Jacksonville resources to bring better health outcomes and greater access to health care for all. Whether it be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25 years career on TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville and led her to hold the power accountable to their corruptions. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive. And Donald Deegan will be a different kind of major who will throw out the good old boy insider network of self-dealing developers and downtown businesses' interests. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, or negative?
Very positive.
Very positive, okay. Thank you. We're almost done. We appreciate your kindness to help us with this research. And after hearing this information, would you vote to elect Donald Deegan as a major or support one of the other candidates?
Oh, I could certainly support Donna Deegan.
Support Donna Deegan. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Do you consider yourself to be African-American or Black, Latino or Hispanic, Asian or Pacific Islander or white or Caucasian?
Black. African-American.
Black. Okay. Thank you. Next question. Is there a local radio station you regularly listen to?
WOKV.
Okay. And W?
Uh-huh.
K? B, you say, right?
OKV.
Oh, WOKV.
Uh-huh.
WOKV. Okay. Thank you. And how often do you watch each of the following? Every day, most days, once in a while, or never? Here it is. Foot Network. Would you say that every day, most days, once in a while, or never?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. How about HGTV or Magnolia Network? Would you say it every day, most days, once in a while, or never?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. How about MSNBC? Every day, most days, once in a while, or never?
Once in a while.
How about local TV news?
Every day,
most every day. How about the Weather Channel, which is at every day, most days, once in a while, or
every
ever?
Day.
Every day. How about CNN?
Every day.
Every day. Okay, thank you. And please tell me yes or no if you regularly use each of the following. Instagram, yes or no?
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
A local news internet website?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes. How about Snapchat? Yes or no?
No.
How about TikTok?
No.
How about YouTube?
Well, wait a minute. We'll say yes. I look at it. I've never. It's been a while since I've put anything on it, but yes, I look at TikTok.
TikTok, okay. And how about YouTube?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you. This will conclude the survey. We appreciate your time and help with this research. Thank you very much for your kindness to help us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.